You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
Well, it's funny. I love that I came in this morning and this story is on a little news service that we have. And it says 80% of us get frustrated by technology at least once a day. And that's all I was dealing with yesterday was two different wireless printers at my house that were not working. They refused to work all the time. I had a Wi-Fi extender that wasn't working. I had security cameras that are not connecting. It was just a day filled with frustration over tech products. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
It's something every day.
Over the last couple of weeks, I had an issue where I could not, I had to, every time I wanted to print something, I had to go into my laptop, uninstall the printer on my laptop, and reinstall it every time.
Yeah. I've done that 50 times.
Yeah, and it finally started going back to normal. It was fine until yesterday I went to scan something. It wouldn't let me scan.
Oh, my God.
So, Jeremy, my motto has been over the last month, everything always breaks.
Yeah, it does.
Everything always breaks, and we are so spoiled now that we want everything perfect every day, and it's never going to be that way.
I mean, I've yelled at my house many times, I just want it to work. Why can it not just work? And, you know, this list goes on to talk about other things like forgetting your passwords or virus or security issues, your phone battery dying, things like that. But dude, just like you, the number one thing, they make these wireless printers and they never connect to the Wi-Fi. Why is that?
Every time,
I just don't get it.
Every time here at the office,
yes,
I've had trouble printing,
here.
I keep vowing that I'm going to go down to the store and buy a wired printer just for our office so we don't have to print out into the hallway and go out and get it. I just want a wired direct connection.
Absolutely.
I keep threatening it. And now maybe you're going to come around to my way of thinking, something that I was bitching about, I don't know, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And you gave me such a hard time for this. I'm going to guess that you're now on my side, that I want to have at my house a person who just sits there all day and all they do is fix every tech issue immediately. They know
stuff. They're like, I don't know.
They would sit there and you'd say, hey, the printer's not working. Boom, they run over and they fix it. I want that. I want an on-call tech person at all times.
Let's just bring back cords. Let's just bring back cords. It's funny because one of the printers down in our office is one that Nicole uses from work because she works at home occasionally. She does electrical stuff for power plants, and she's got to print out these big pieces of paper, and it's a big printer. And so
wait a minute. How big are you talking?
I mean, I don't know. How big is this? They're big.
Really?
They're big things
like
that she's got to print.
3 feet wide.
She's got to print big things. So that one wasn't connecting to the Wi-Fi. So I went and bought like a 100-foot USB printer cord. And it plugs into it. And you can take it like all the way across the room and plug it into it. You can do jump rope with it. Because I was like, a cord works. A cord just works.
Did that work?
And it works. If it's plugged in, it works. If you're on the Wi-Fi, it doesn't work.
Cords. We got to go back to cords.
Got to go back to cords, man. Screw this wireless society. Give me a cord all day long.
I've wondered if it's because everything is wireless now, and I've wondered if that number of, you know, people think that it's all just magic, but no, these are signals going through the air. I wonder if there's so many
that could be it
that they're congested. It's like C-470, you know, westbound at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely,
it's just like that with Wi-Fi signals, and they're all packed on top of each
other. All the devices are like, I don't know which one to take. What? This isn't mine. This is yours. You take this one. Yeah.
Devices probably have a headache from all of this
stuff. They're so confused. They're just confused. Anyway.
So we're going to start a movement to go back. Here's what.
Let's go back
to cords.
The
Dom and Jeremy show is going to bring back fanny packs and cords. In fact, why don't we make the first fanny packs that we sell come with cords in them?
You pull out a big old cord.